Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Yes, we are live right now here, May the 22nd at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, you never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. I am having a great week. I'm so glad and so thankful that I can spend this day with you guys and share and just all that God is doing. I'm just so thankful that He just brings us together every week and every time. I'm just so thankful about that. He's amazing, you guys. That's what I say. He's an awesome God. He's a majestic God. He is a faithful God. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through, He is more than able to transform, heal, and deliver. So let's just be glad about that, shall we? Okay, so the weather right now is 68 degrees here, mostly cloudy in DC. We're going all the way up to 74 degrees, and we got some sun peeking out here and there, which is great. Detroit, Michigan, you got rain all day up until about 3 p.m. and your high is going to be 71 degrees, clouds all evening, and then you're waking up with some thunderstorms again tomorrow. Jacksonville, Florida, you're sunny right now. You are hot as heck. You are 81 degrees and you're going to be 89 is going to be your high. In London, hey, London, mostly sunny right now. 70 degrees is your temperature. You're going down to 51. You're waking up to 51 degrees and you're going to have 72 degree temperature tomorrow. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Atlanta, Georgia, 85 degrees right now. You whopping hot to 90, all the way up to 90 today. Mostly cloudy. Augusta, Georgia, not your neighbor. Your sister, sunny, 87 degrees, 93. You're the highest, Augusta. iHeartRadio, shout out to you, Fats, and all the crew. Fayetteville, North Carolina, you are 75 degrees and cloudy. Your high is going to be 85 degrees. You guys are rocking over there in the South, I tell you. All right, Australia, you are 63 degrees right now. You're waking up to 60 degrees and you got nothing but sun. Your high tomorrow is going to be 83 degrees. Kenya, you are raining right now. Your rain is coming. You could maybe break off from that around 5 p.m., 6 p.m. You'll be free from that. You'll have thunderstorms, though, tomorrow. You're going to wake up to 73 degrees thunderstorms, and it's going to be 90 degrees. You got that all week long, actually, thunderstorms for you. Alabama, 79 degrees right now. You are partly cloudy, and your high is going to be 89 degrees. If I did not mention your continent, your city, your state, your nation, hey, guess what? This is the day that the Lord has made. I'ma rejoice and be glad in it. It is an amazing day, no matter what. God has the final say. All right? That's what I always say. So we're going to take a quick message from our sponsor, and then we're going to go right into ministerial moment. We'll be right back. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Absolutely. I love the book. You got to go get your copy. All right, you guys, ministerial moment. So, you know, lately I've been noticing that it seems to me, I always listen in the spirit. I always try to pay attention to what God is saying and doing. And if things are echoing, I'm like, okay, this is where He is right here. This is the part where we are he's grooming us and maturing us and things like that. You know, we've had so much grace and so much mercy and so much love that He's been showering us with. He's taken care of us and all of this, and we're still unfaithful to Him, or we're still unbelieving, or we're still mistrusting, or we're still doubting. And so I believe that we're all in this realm right now where God is developing us and maturing us. And a lot of us don't like this part because this is the part where we actually see some things in ourselves or thought we were over some things that we really aren't over, or we're seeing things that we didn't have no idea that was in our heart. We're saying things that we didn't think we were going to say. We're thinking things that we didn't think we were going to think. We thought we had the thing down pat. We said the scriptures. We woke up as early risers, we commanded the morning, we cast out demons and healed the sick. We believe God. We said our affirmations. We decreed and declared, and we did all of that. And yet still, the moment something happens, there's a shaking in our boots. There's a shaking in our seats. We're worried. We're panicking. We're still trying to control the situation. We're still trying to make it happen. We're still trying to fix it, mold it, manipulate it. We're trying to do all of those things. And yet and still, this is the place where God really wants us to be clinging to Him, lean out onto our own understanding, acknowledge Him in everything, and He will direct our path. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. All of these things that we minister to ourselves, we affirm them, we decree them, but yet we're still shaking, we're still insecure, or we're still feeling like we're powerless, and that these situations that occur, maybe it's a health situation, maybe it's a family member going through a health situation, maybe it's a financial struggle right now, maybe it's whatever it is, maybe it's loneliness. Some of this stuff is just insecurities. Maybe it's loneliness, maybe it's fear of growing old alone. A lot of single people, a lot of broken marriages, a lot of children are straying away to millennials. They got new ideas and new things that they're wanting to do for the kingdom. Maybe we're worried about our sons, maybe, whatever it may be. These are the things that I believe are character. I believe He's building character. I believe that He's creating us in His image. I believe that He's maturing us in that. He's done it already. And I think we've lived in a mercy and a grace period, that, we are only accountable for what we know. And if we kept seeking Him, and most of the times we would seek Him because we were looking for answers. We wanted a prophetic word, a confirmation. We were looking for the gifts. We were looking for the positions. We were looking for, the miracles. We were looking for the things, and yet still, with all of that that He's done through His mercy and grace, He's honored a lot of our prayers. He's, maybe not everyone. I know some people are saying, I've been praying on this for a long time. I've been waiting for a long time. I get that. I understand that. And I know God does too. And I also know that there's a time for everything. And I know that to build us up, to know that He is able, to know that He's majestic, He's powerful, He's omnipresent, He's omniscient, He's everything. He wants us to know that. And yet, and still, we can look back, because I can speak for myself. When I look back through the years, I know that my father took care of me and my son. I know that he provided. I know that he did miraculous things. I know I saw angels around me and in camp protecting me and keeping us. And I know that he kept us. And I know that sometimes it seems like, maybe, we get to a place where it might be a little twisting and a little, stretching and a little cutting and a little pruning. And we feel, well, what did I do wrong? But it's not necessarily something that you've done wrong. It may not be a consequence. Think of it in a different perspective. Maybe God just wants you to be mature. Maybe that one final thing that you've been waiting for so long is in your character building. Maybe it's in that identity that you somehow haven't grasped on to. Maybe you know that you are a child of God. We sing the Israel song, I am a child of God. He's my friend and all that. I'm a friend of God. That's what I meant. We are a friend to God. But even when we sing all of that, I mean, do we know the power in that? Like, if he calls us his friend, he doesn't call us his friend, and sons and daughters and all of that, and created us in his image to be mediocre or to exemplify weakness when he is so strong living within us. I just want you to just know that you're not alone in this process. You are going through a process. So many people, I mean, the people that we used to iron sharpen iron. Those things have changed because now it's time for us to lean more into God, to really go into Him. And it's great to encourage each other, send a word, check on your strongest friends, make sure that they're mentally and emotionally sound and that they're good. And if they need anything, be available to serve. But just know that when you're going through right now, you are not by yourself. And things are shifting because God is getting all of it. He wants all of you. That last little bit that you tried to fight so hard to hold or hide or sweep it under the rug, he is pulling it out. And no matter how wretched it is, and no matter how it looks or seems, God is making you beautiful because that's how he sees you. So just let him do it. Just stay right there and know that he is with you, that he's taking care of you, that he's got you, and that you are in good hands. Okay? All right. Listen, this has been Ministerial Moments. Stay encouraged. Stay strong. You can do it. You know why? Because the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil because my God is with me. No matter what is playing up against you, no matter what, even your own self, just keep strong. Say no. Say, God, I need you. Ask him the questions. Tell him the hardest things because he knows everything. And I'm telling you, he's got you. You'll be transformed. We're walking in this thing in power and victory before you know it. Okay? All right. This has been Ministerial Moment. And I love you guys so much. You know why? Because God loves you. And my heart is for the Father. And because he loves you, I love you. Okay? All right. Listen, we got James Storm on. We're talking about his new book, The Language of Heaven, Critical Questions About Speaking in Tongues, the language, critical questions about speaking in tongues and the language of heaven. Okay, so let's go ahead and shift gears real quick. James Storm, how are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. How are you today?
Oh, I'm so glad that you can join us. I'm so glad. Listen, this book sounds it, you know, I've read through it. I've been looking through it. The title alone is amazing. Tell it, first of all, this is my charisma publisher. This is my author family. We're both with them. And I'm so glad, Sam Storms, that we can come on the show and talk about your new book. And it just sounds amazing. And I read through it and it's got my interest. Tell us how you came up with this title.
Yeah, that's a great question. Largely because of what I saw the New Testament saying about the nature of this spiritual gift, that it is, in fact, the ability to pray and to praise God and to give thanks in a unique language that is specially crafted or designed for the believer by the Holy Spirit. So it's a language that doesn't, it's not like if you and I, let's say we spoke Japanese or you spoke German and I spoke Swahili and we started speaking in different human languages, but those would be the languages of earth. The language of heaven is the language that God grants to a believer when he gives them this particular spiritual gift. It is, now granted, let me make one thing really clear. I do believe that the speaking in tongues that we read about in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, I believe those were genuine human languages that the disciples had never studied before because there were, as you remember, there were people from all over the world at that time who'd gathered in Jerusalem on for the Pentecost feast who heard them speaking in their own dialects. But I argue in the book and give numerous reasons why the gift of tongues in 1 Corinthians 12 through 14 is not primarily earthly human languages, but rather this special capacity to pray and to praise God in a language that the Spirit Himself has crafted and designed uniquely for each individual believer. So that's why I call it the language of heaven.
Oh, wow. I love it. And you know what? A lot of people are really talking about this lately. Honestly, I did not realize that it was so many people questioning speaking in tongues, and that if that was something that we still did and things like that, and what are we saying and things like that. What do you say to the skeptic about that? Like, what is that? If you were in a conversation with someone that these are the points of of what their doubt is about it or whatever. How would you address that?
Sure. Well, first of all, we have to acknowledge that this is a very controversial spiritual gift. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I wrote this book, is because I wanted to try to kind of put out the fires of controversy by providing some really solid, biblical, clear answers about the nature of this gift. I think some people react negatively to the gift of tongues because, for a couple of reasons. There have been some in the body of Christ over the past few years who have said, well, if you don't speak in tongues, you're not even a Christian. You're not even born again. Well, we know that's not true, and that can be rather offensive. And then others who have said, you know, it's just weird. It's just weird. It's strange. It doesn't seem to be very culturally and socially sophisticated. And I think because of that, there's this negative reaction to it. And one of the things that I strongly emphasize at the outset of this book is I say, people, let's stop and realize one thing right from the start. Our Heavenly Father created this gift. I didn't think up the gift of tongues. The Apostle Paul didn't sit down one day and say, hey, I've got an idea. Let's craft this spiritual gift called speaking in tongues. This came from our Heavenly Father who loves us, who wants us to experience the very best that He has to offer. And to think that we would take this gift that He has crafted for us to help us pray more effectively and to praise Him more passionately and say, you know, I'm sorry, God, this is weird. I think you messed up this time. I don't want anything to do with it. That's offensive. That's offensive to our Heavenly Father. So I'm trying to address some of the controversies and some of the pushback that people have. You know, there are some who say that these kinds of spiritual gifts don't even exist today, and I address that extensively in this book as well and provide real clear biblical answers as to why it does and why it's a good gift that we ought to be thankful for and make good use of.
I just, you know, me personally, I just would rather believe in everything supernatural as much as He allows me to. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I've done it. I've done it the practical human way, and it did not work for me. So whatever I believed was of Him, I want to hold on to that. I know that a lot of people are, you know, becoming more, you know, it's just they're trying to just kind of make it so simple for just a human perspective. But I really want to have a supernatural experience on earth. I want to believe Him for everything that He said in that word. You know what I mean? I want to experience that,
absolutely,
like seeing angels. You know, we can talk about this in every aspect. We could talk about, are angels still visible? We could talk about, you know, tons of questions about speaking in tongues, and you've listed them in the back of the book. And I was actually, when I asked you that question, I did not read the back of the book. And I'm like, okay, there it is right there. These are some of the questions that I've actually had with a couple of people. And I just said, I'm going to keep on speaking in tongues as I felt led. I'm not going to overanalyze anything. I'm not going to add my stuff. I want to see Him more. So with this is going to be so helpful for people who actually are very interested in that, maybe never knew why they spoke in tongues. You know, not maybe so much as far as addressing the skeptics, but, you know, maybe even helping someone to understand how come and why. You know what I mean? I do this,
sure,
but I don't know what's the background of that. I don't know the history, really. I don't quite understand the revelation. And I feel like this is going to help you, because sometimes people train people. They pick up stuff out of just being in that environment. And it's so many people that don't understand why they do the things that they do, because maybe the person that taught them or they picked it up from might not have known the answer themselves. It's just what we've been known to do. You know, the Terry room, you know, you wait and speak in tongues, and that means you're saved. And then you get, like you said, some people say you're not saved if you don't speak in tongues. So I'm really thankful for this book, Tongues as a Spiritual Gift, and that's exactly what it is. How do you address that, of making people understand that it is actually a gift?
Well, it's really much easier than people might think. You actually open the Bible and read it.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one of the problems, is that people form prejudices about what they think speaking in tongues is without actually reading the Bible. You know, I always tell the people in my church and the students in my classes, you know, anytime anybody says something, just stop and ask, where is that in the Bible? And when you actually open it up, you see that tongues is one of the many gifts that God has given to bless his people, to build up the body of Christ.
Yep.
And we just simply have to take God at his word. And in fact, what you just said a moment ago, I think is really important for people to hear. And that is that the Christian life is at its core a supernatural existence. And all through the New Testament, over and over and over again, if you look closely at it, there's this emphasis on the power or the energy of God. And in every case where that kind of language is used, the author is referring to the person of the Holy Spirit. And so it's not just speaking in tongues or praying for the sick and seeing them healed or prophesying, but everything in the Christian life, the capacity for us to endure hardship, the ability to rejoice at all times, all of these things. Paul talks about in Colossians 1 that he labored in his pastoral ministry in the power that God filled him with. These are all references to the work of the Holy Spirit. So the Christian life is at its core a supernatural existence on a very natural earth. And I think sometimes we as Christians have lost sight of that. And one of the ways in which we live out that supernatural existence is through the many spiritual gifts that God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
I count up around 20 or 21 spiritual gifts in the New Testament, and there may be more that aren't explicitly mentioned. And all of these are the tools, the instruments that God has given us to live out our faith, to be able to boldly proclaim the gospel to a lost world, to build up and encourage and strengthen others in the body of Christ. And I think we need to recognize that these are blessings of God. They are gifts of God. We don't earn them. They're gifts. You know, the word spiritual gift is based on the Greek word for grace. So these are grace gifts that are given to us freely and sovereignly by God to bless us and to encourage us and to help us minister to one another.
And it tells you all about it. It tells you all about speaking in tongues. Paul addresses it. I mean, it's all in there. We just have to study more and really just not succumb to whatever has. I just feel like that's just stuff that's happening now. I'm not saying that it hasn't always been like that, but I guess because now, as I've grown and matured in the last 15 years in ministry, I'm just hearing a lot of the questions and the people are trying to stray away and condemn it and things like that and bash it and make fun of it and all of that, maybe because they don't, you know, I don't know, but I know one thing. What I do know is that I know that our Father wants us to fall into him and let him have his way. That's what I do know.
That's
so
right.
if there's any resistance of letting go completely, you know, then of course there's going to be areas that gives the enemy legal right to place doubt or judgment or bondage from you to be able to experience the fullness of God. And I just don't want to do that. I mean, you know, and I think that so many people have gotten disappointed in their walk with God. Maybe he didn't do things the way he thought that they would, or maybe they've been waiting a long time. Maybe they had a different idea than his plan. I don't know, whatever, if whoever's listening to this, if that is you in any kind of way, and you're finding things to kind of push God away or just kind of make it more where you're in control, just give him another chance. Don't allow yourself to be hardened to anything that God has to offer you, because all he wants is the very best for you. And if he tells you to hop on one leg for 20 minutes and you're going to get a breakthrough, then you need to do it. I'm being funny, but if he says speaking in tongues, let him give you that. If he says, you know, that he's going to anoint your hands, let him do that. If he says that he's going to show you visions and dreams, let him do it and experience that. Sam, I wanted to say that with another question before you go, with speaking in tongues, you know, people have different, is there such things, I just want to say this because I know this is maybe some people's question, are there different languages in tongues? So like some people can sound a certain way, then you got like some people that
Yes.
sound like they're speaking another, like a Italian, you know, is that
Right.
possible?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the Spirit of God, as I said a moment ago, will, if I can use this language, will craft or construct or shape a particular way of speaking and praying for each individual. So I don't expect everybody who has the gift of tongues to sound the same.
Right.
Any more than, I can use the analogy of earthly languages. If you put a person from Germany and one from Japan and one from Russia and one from America in a room and they all spoke, it would sound decidedly different. You would be able to
Right.
differentiate between them. And I think that's the same thing with us. So oftentimes, tongue speech will sound similar. Other times, it will sound quite a bit different. And I don't think anybody should judge one another because their particular way of praying to God in tongues is sounds differently from how somebody else might think it should. So, yeah, there
Yeah.
are a variety of different, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12 that there is a variety of kinds of tongues. In fact, some
Yes.
have translated it a different species of tongues. So we
Yes.
need to be careful that we don't try to pour everybody to the same mold and
Yes.
recognize the diversity that the Spirit of God brings.
Come on, Sam. I love it. The language of heaven. Critical questions about speaking in tongues. Sam Storms. Sam Storms. Charisma Arthur. I'm so Charisma House Arthur. I'm so glad that you were able to join us and talk about this. This is so it's really great that when God does bring us together this way, because like I said, sometimes there'll be questions and things and people will have conversation. And just to confirm, certain things that I've been able to express about speaking in tongues, I'm so glad that you got a book about it and he gave you all the revelation. This is going to help me be able to pinpoint specifics scriptures to the questions, even though, I know them generally, but this is so precise. I love this. I'm so glad he gave you this. God bless you, Sam. Where can everybody follow you?
Well, they can go, if they can just remember my name, Sam Storms, SAMSTORMS, like thunderstorms and rainstorms and snowstorms. If they
I
just
love
go to
them.
samstorms.com, samstorms.com, and I have a website there. I have all my materials there for them. They can order the book through Amazon there. They can find the book in their local bookstore, Barnes and Noble and such. But yeah, if they want to follow me and have access to almost everything I've written, they can just go to samstorms.com.
He's got it all, you guys. He's got so much. His biography, his thing is so long. I can't even. He's just the real deal. So make sure you go, Sam Storms. I love you, Sam. Thank you so much. I love the simplicity of how you explain everything and just how people. I'm just drawn to what all God has given you throughout all of your projects. I just appreciate you so much and all that God, you have allowed God to give you. Please, you are a friend to the show, a family now. You gotta come. The next book you write, just come on. And tell us all about that one so we can keep. And listen, you guys go on his website so you can go and catch up with all the other books that he's already written and any other things that he's got going on, speaking engagements and et cetera. We love you here, Sam Storms.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It was a real privilege and blessing.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break and then we got Gina G with the Trinity. We'll be right back. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
And so. freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, yo, what's up? Hey, yo, what's happening? It's the big homie, Life Jennings right here, man. And listen, you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. So whatever else you chatting about, put that chat on pause, man, and turn this chat right here up, man. Dr. Gina, Life Jennings. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Gina G with the Trinity. Hey, what's up, Gina G?
Oh my gosh, I love my song. Can I just throw that in there real quick? I just love it. Keep it going, Dr. Gina. All right, well, let me give you this trending tease after that beautiful, beautiful song. I just want you guys to know right now in New York City, they are getting ready to make it illegal to text while crossing the street.
Come on now.
New York said enough is enough. We are tired of y'all just crossing. It ain't even your light. It ain't even your turn. If you've ever been to New York City, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. They don't, in New York City, the taxis don't care. And guess what? The pedestrians don't care. They crossing the street every which way. So right now they said, look, we're going to make it illegal for you to be texting on your phone because you ain't paying attention to these taxi cabs and these buses and these tours. So watch out, New York. You better pull over to the side and text your text and keep it walking.
Yeah.
Miss Lori, don't laugh at me. Miss Lori Lightfoot, she was sworn in on Monday as Chicago's first black gay mayor. So Chicago made some history on Monday, you guys. Lori Lightfoot, so I'm definitely going to be trying to follow that story and see what she does for the for Chicago. I mean, Chicago, of course, the crime rate is so high and the education system. So I'm trying to see what this is Lori Lightfoot going to do for Chicago. But I know somebody that did something for some students just the other day. Billionaire Robert F. Smith paid off the graduating class of 2019 at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. He paid off all of their student debt.
That's
Do you
dope.
Hear me? The whole class, that is estimated to be about $40 million. This man has shelled out to pay off all the student loan debt for these students. And I'm so excited about that. I mean, I just can't even imagine, you know, first of all, being one of the young gentlemen, because if you don't know, Morehouse is an all-male black college in Atlanta, Georgia. And I just can't imagine somebody telling me that my student loan is paid off. Because right now I got student loan from beauty school that I'm trying to get paid off. And ain't nobody offering to pay off my little money.
And honey, they be wanting that money.
They want
beauty
all
school,
money.
Nail school, whatever. They want that money.
They want
that
it all.
That RSV coming for you. I don't care what school it was. It could have been a hole in the wall. If you got a loan, you're going to pay that.
I'm like, come
they
on, y'all.
They was after me for years.
They was
after me for years, girl. And that's a whole other story. I ain't going to tell. I'll tell that another time. Go ahead, honey. You just gave me flashbacks.
Okay. But it's crazy. But it's crazy, Gina, how much they want that money. If you file bankruptcy, they will take everything off of your credit except your student loans. So, I mean, I'm telling you, Sally Mae want all her money, okay? I'm not messing with Sally Mae. I'm going to go on and pay my beauty school loan, okay? I'm going to pay it.
If they close the school at any point, girl, I don't know. See, what happened with me is that they closed the school down, right? And I didn't even finish my whole term. And what they did was they kept the money. The people that owned the school was jankly, right? So they kept the money and ran off. So I had to fight this thing for like 8 years. I was sending letters to the IRS and all of that. Yeah. And let me tell you, you can't win, y'all. So don't give into it. Like, they took my tax money every year, though. They did do that.
Yes, they did.
But they did do that. They going to get their money.
You did me like that 1 year. You know what? I don't know what to say about that. I don't even got no more comments about student loan. I'm itching just thinking about the money that I got to pay back. So y'all making me want to go get a job. Matter of fact,
They reimbursed me, Gina G. They gave me my, they gave me all $8,000 back. They found out the school was jankly, and they went on and gave me my money back.
Okay, now see, you got a happy ending. That ain't fair. You got a happy ending to your story. My story is to be continued, okay? To be continued. I would pay my student debt off if I had this job, because right now, Queen Elizabeth, you know who Queen Elizabeth is. She is now hiring a social media manager.
Oh.
So Buckingham Palace, honey, has put out an ad for a social media manager. So now if I go on down there to London now and work for the Queen, I might can pay off that student loan. I might can pay off that student loan. So if you are in surrounding areas anywhere down there in the UK, just FYI, she is looking for a social media manager. Taiwan is second in place to legalize gay marriage. Okay. I know everyone has their, you know, everybody has their reservations on the whole situation. But my thing about it is, Gina, I'm just confused. We're not going to go there. But Taiwan is second in place to legalize it. So I'm letting you know it's getting worldwide. I'm going to just leave it like that. What else was worldwide is the Game of Thrones finale. Now, I don't watch the Game of Thrones. I'm sorry. I've gotten so many hate mails because I said I don't watch Game of Thrones. And I guess it's just this big, you know, this big series that's been going on for I don't know how many seasons. But everybody is so unpleased with the season finale. Now, like I said, I don't know too much about it. But when I tell you, Gina, it's all over the Internet that people are really, really, really upset at the fact of how it ended. I mean, I'm scared to go out. I'm scared to have blonde hair right now because they keep calling me the dragon princess or whoever the lady is. I don't know. But Game of Thrones fans, we apologize for it. But, hey, it ain't got nothing to do with me. We also have a...
And that is Gina G with the trending tea.
That's it. That's all I can say. But let me just say rest in peace to Melvin Edmonds, Babyface's brother. He was a member of the group After Seven. He passed away yesterday, so just our condolences and prayers goes out to the Edmonds family. We lost a good one. His vocals were just amazing, and I love After Seven. They're still touring. They're still doing things, so we're just sending love and prayers out to the Edmonds family. And that's it. That's it. The tea didn't got cold.
I love it. And, you know, I mean, I just want to go back on the Game of Thrones. I never watched it, but everybody says it's so good. But this season, it seems like, I guess when I'm watching, like, television, they're talking about all of the bloopers that they've had in there. Like, they had a coffee cup in there, one of the scenes at one time. And I think the guy that had an iron hand, I don't know these characters, but the guy that had an iron hand, his hand was not iron anymore. It was his real hand.
Oh, Lord. So it's been so many mistakes that they probably ain't even catch. You ain't had no Starbucks in no 1800s. We ain't had no Starbucks. He got a Starbucks coffee cup.
Right. And I think one of the scenes, too, that somebody had on some Yeezy tennis shoes, they said.
That was still
up in the air. But, you know, they went back and forth with that because they were like, no, that looks like a boot. No, it looks like a Yeezy tennis shoe. But anyway, they were dissecting Yeezy the heck out of everything at this point. And now that they got that your season finale sucked eggs, I don't know how they're going to come back from that.
That's it. Like, there will be no more Game of Thrones. Like,
there'll
be no more. Yeah, this is like so I don't know if it's called season. What is it called? I don't know if whatever finale, but it ain't coming back on no more. Baby, that's it.
This is it. It's no, like, this next is, year.
Wow. Until nothing. No, not nothing. This is it with the Game of Thrones. I know they said that Power, this is going to be the last season of Power, and it's going to be the last season of Empire. They don't know what they're going to do with
Star was going to be the last one.
No, they got one more season, but they don't know what they're going to do with Jesse Smollett. You know, of course, all the stuff that happened to him, all the allegations of him, you know, supposedly setting up, you know, his own, I guess, beat up or or whatever he did. So they don't know what they're going to do with him yet, but this is going to be the absolute last season. So a lot of shows that were moneymakers and hot to the news are ending.
Stars is not on anymore, but Empire has one more season.
Right. Stars is the one that was over. Yes. Stars was canceled. Okay. That's the one that's canceled. Yep. Stars is canceled. And people want Stars back, but I never saw any of them.
Oh, I've been watching, but I don't know. I guess I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked, but, you know, hey.
Well, that's fine with me, Dr. Jean. That's making room for all the new folks and some new shows and some new fresh faces. You know, Lord Jesus, I'm praying to be one of them. So, you know, when one door closes, another one opens up.
Absolutely. Hey, so I know you heard about this Aretha Franklin situation with her will. Did you hear about her writing it on a piece of paper?
What? No. Wait, come on, Aretha. No, I did not. She wrote her will on a piece of paper.
Yes. And it's got a lot of scribbles on it.
Oh, Lord. They don't know what she wrote. You're not supposed to. You have to do that with a lawyer in your sound right mind. So so she got scribble scrabble, so don't nobody know who get her albums, who get her wigs, who get her wardrobe. Don't nobody know nothing.
All I know is that they gotta get a somebody specialist to read it because they can't read it.
You better hush.
But they said the lawyer said that it's still good. Like it's better than not having one at all. Like so they say you can do that, but
I can't deal with this. I cannot deal with this.
You got to look it up. You got to look it up.
I got to look, it up.
Yeah, you got to look it up.
Wait a minute. So she wrote it on a piece of paper, and don't nobody even understand what the baby wrote.
Right. No, they don't. They don't know if it's nieces or nephews, who did it go to. Okay. They don't know. They don't have a clue.
That's not funny, but it's funny. Come on. You can't deny. She did that.
The legend is legendary for shade, okay? So
that's why I'm laughing so hard, because Aretha Franklin shaded so many times. When they asked her who they wanted to play her in her movie, if she had a movie. Now, listen to me now. She said she wanted Halle Berry. Yes. Girl, they said Aretha Franklin, you want Halle Berry to play you in your movie? And she said, yes. They said, well, what about, you know, Jennifer Hudson? Well, what about Fantasia? Nope, don't want Fantasia. I think Halle Berry would be a great fit.
Wow.
Dr. Gina, now, you know Aretha. Come on now, Aretha. Rest your soul, baby. But now, you wasn't no Halle Berry. So don't we? She wanted Halle Berry to play her in her doctor. I said.
That's what she wanted. Yeah, but you got to look at that, because you got to look at that. All right, we got to shift gears, because guess what? We got Ann Nesby and Gary Hines on. Yay! Ooh. Three-time Grammy Award winning. They are the bomb Sounds of Blackness. They got their new single, you guys, Till I Found You. Take a listen.
The Blackness.
Scraping the bottom, down on my luck, you came along and picked me up and
brought new purpose in my life. Yes, you did.
When I was out in the cold,
somebody helped
me. You took me in and gave me shelter.
In your kingdom of tranquility and peace,
where your arms can be my security.
How I should live.
Now my heart so much more.
Yes, it must be. Oh, my goodness. Listen, you guys never disappoint. Sounds of Blackness, the legendary Ann Nesby and Gary Hines. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, joining me and Gina G. What's going on?
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. What a surprise, Gary. Thank you so much. Even though you by yourself is everything, too, but you got Ann with you. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. This is awesome. Okay, Gary.
Yes.
Founder, all of this. Tell us what's been going on. What has been going on lately with Sounds of Blackness?
Well, we're able to say, just like Ann can say, and let me preface it by saying this. In terms of y'all's previous conversation, they missed the boat because Ann Nesby should be playing Aretha Franklin. I just want to put that out there. Okay?
Let's throw it out there right now. Ann Nesby has Aretha Franklin.
I said it, you know.
We both knew
Aretha, and we're blessed to work with her and perform and record with her. Oh, and we only say that to say, Ann Nesby. I'm just putting that out in the atmosphere.
Okay. But to answer your question, we come in agreement with that because Ann Nesby can sing. Okay, all right.
Okay. As they say, I'm just saying.
Well, we
but,
saying
to
too.
To answer your question, yeah, we.
But
both,
I would have to put
Queen
on.
Ann, oh, go ahead, honey.
I don't know. I would have to put on a bodysuit, a little skinny suit, to play Halle Berry part.
No.
A whole nother body.
I heard you all on the beginning. I was listening.
Gina, right. That's comedian Gina G. I got your butt number. I got you.
I heard Gina.
I'm
but I love Aretha. She was one of my favorites.
Yes.
I absolutely loved her, and I learned so much from her.
Well, this is the thing. You guys go back to some, you have had encounters with so many amazing artists. Like, I mean, you're people don't know a lot about how many encounters you guys have come in contact with and who you sang with and shared the stage with. I know some of our listeners may not know that. I don't know if you guys, are you still signed with Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam now? Because I know you were signed with them at one point. Is that correct?
We were. In fact, we're blessed to say that we were the first artists that they signed on their Perspective Records label. But even more importantly, if I can say that, just to put it in perspective, the bond with Jam and Lewis goes back to the 70s, before even their fame, before all the recording stuff. And so we were signed, sealed, and delivered as musical brothers and sisters before all of that and before contract, and we still are now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So they did the production of this single right here, right? Is this, how do
yes,
they
they
fit
did.
In with this? Okay, tell us about that.
Well, this is the first,
well,
speaking
is,
of first, is Ann, oh, go yes, ahead, Ann.
Yes, this is a project with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and it's volume one of all the artists that Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis have produced.
Wow.
And because, as Gary just stated, we were family friends with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and the first act to come out on their label, them being world-renowned producers, and then record company owners and artists in their own right, being able to be the first group to be released on their label, and now being the first solo act with Sounds of Blackness to be released on their project featuring everyone that they've recorded. It's such an honor that they would choose us first this round with their volume one. I mean, they've done so many artists that they had to have a volume one of artists that they've released.
That is amazing
right.
in itself.
That's and amazing
just,
in itself.
I listened to their interview, and they were saying how they brought mm-hmm. Janet Jackson to see you guys.
Absolutely.
And she said, you have got to sign them. Did you know that?
That's a true story. I'll never forget because I was there. We were doing our annual, we do an annual Martin Luther King concert at one of the big concert halls here. And long story short, Jam and Lewis, they brought Janet in. And of course, a big hush came over the crowd and all that kind of thing. But after the concert, they brought her backstage. I'll never forget. And Jimmy and Terry said, "Man, Doctor, the whole time Janet was elbowing us, nudging us in the side, saying, man, the world has got to hear this right now. You sign them right away." So a lot of people get that confused. Mm-hmm. They thought that Janet brought Sounds of Blackness to Jam and Lewis. What Janet did was really act as a catalyst because they had already committed, you know, to recording us from our past relationship, like Ann was talking about. But Janet just admonished them, as the Bible says, to do it right away.
Oh, I love it. Gina G, you got a question from them?
You know what? I have a little bit more. It's not really a question. I just want to let y'all know right now that that optimistic song from the 90s that they had on House Party 2, when my boy was working hard to pay for his college education. Y'all know y'all to put a lot of people in college with that song, right? Y'all know that, right? Oh. Optimistic was a jam. I just appreciate it. I mean, it was a beauty school. We didn't play that song, but, you know, I know a lot of graduations played.
I did too. We all three of us went to some cosmetology school. That's hilarious.
Yes. Yes.
But you know what? Optimistic to me, I mean, but everything that you do, you guys have, it's just, it never disappoints. It's so healing for the soul. It's fresh. It's uplifting. It's for everybody. It doesn't matter what religion you're in. It's just a faith builder.
Exactly.
I love it. Optimistic. Yeah. I still feel it in my soul when I hear it on the radio. And I mean, I sang it. Did you hear me? Like, I can sing like you, Ann.
Oh my goodness. You can sing like me because the music of Sounds of Blackness is the music of a people. And that is, as Gary would tell you, that is the stated goal, to be able to reclaim the music of a people and to sing all the genres of African American music and to be able to teach and let people know our rich heritage of music. And Optimistic Music was just part of the classic of our feel-good music. And because, you know, our music make you feel good anyway, because whatever comes from the heart and the soul reaches the heart and the soul.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? You guys are reaching the multitudes, have always done. I know, right? She sounds like she straight up got the ministerial degree. And come on now. I love it. Listen, it's so healing for the soul. And you're reaching the multitudes and you have throughout the years. You guys look amazing. I did a show with you guys. I think we was in Columbia, South Carolina. And Gary, you look like you about 30. And Ann, you look like you about 29. And I'm like, look at them, and I'm looking at me, and I'm saying, okay, that's what I'm going to try to do right there. I got to keep myself right. I'm telling you, guys look so good. You could tell that God has been really good to you. And I met your daughter. Oh. She was in the play with what's her, the rapper? I can't even think of the name. What's her name, Gina? The one that does all of the award shows from the 90s.
Okay.
MC Light. She was in that play, and she is. I did an interview with her. I caught her on the spot. She is so adorable. Can sing. So talented. Yeah, I mean,
That's really part of what Gary would always say. Once a sounds, always a sounds. And he would also, when we would have our children at rehearsals with us, in order to keep them quiet, he would tell them, all right, you all got to be quiet because you got to learn this stuff because you got to be the young group to carry this on.
Yes.
And seeing my daughter up there with the group with Gary while I'm off doing other things, it's just a continuation and a fruition of what Gary put in the atmosphere and spoke over them. And now you have that younger chapter still carrying on Sounds of Blackness.
I mean, just universally full of blackness. Do you understand me?
Yes.
I just made it up. Universally blackness. I love this song.
You know how we do. You know how we do.
It's so powerful, you guys. I just, Gina, don't you love them? Oh, my God.
Come on. I mean, I've loved them since I was a child. And to hear that, I wish somebody would have put me in a bank and told me, now, pay attention because you're going to have to count this money.
You hear me?
Me
too, Gina.
Speak that money over me. It ain't too late. It ain't too late.
Well, listen, Aunt, we got the legendary Sounds of Blackness, the two, yes. I mean, oh God, legends, Ann Nesby and Gary Hines. I'm full of joy right now. I can't even describe how giddy I am right now. I'm just so full of joy right now. This was a great surprise, Gary. You've been on the show a couple of times, and so for you to do this, this is such a surprise to me and so well appreciated. I love you so much. I love you, Ann. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Tell every, because your song now will be played on this network and over 100 streaming networks for about 6 months or plus. And if it continues to be great and grow, they'll continue to play it. So I'm excited to get this out there because, like I said, you guys never disappoint. And I'm so excited about this. How can everybody find you on social media?
Well, we both are blessed with the social media. Everything from our websites, they're very similar for sounds. It's www.soundsofblackness.org. You can hit us up. Our Twitter address is really easy. It's just @soundsblackness without the of, just @soundsblackness. We have our Facebook fan page, I know Ann has the same.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Until I found you, you gotta go get it. Where can they get this at? Is it ever? Can you get it now? Download it. What can you do with it now?
Yes, online. You've seen it everywhere right now. All the outlets. You can get Till I Found You right now.
Okay. Well, you better go get it. Go and get it right now. I love it.
Support our people's music.
That's we university blackness over here. We that's all that right now. It's just powerful. It's just powerful. I love it. I love it. I love the unity of it, and I love the foundation is so strong that it reaches the multitudes, and that's what it's all about. It's not about adjusting or changing your. I mean, this you are who you are, but unify and come in agreement with that so you can be so powerful in relating the message of love and kindness and power. Yeah. And you guys do that every single time. I adore you. I love you. And you got to come back again whenever you got something going on, okay?
Oh, absolutely. You can count on that. Thank you for the love and support.
Well, listen, I normally don't do this. I don't want to put you on the spot, but please, can you guys do a radio drop with me with producer Doug before you hang up? Please let him get that. Can you do that for me?
Certainly.
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate it. You can sing. You can pop your fingers. I don't care. Get creative with it. Just I have to seal this moment. This is a memory for me. Gina, I know you know. This is everything right now. This is everything.
I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, I can't. I don't even have words. I'm so thankful. Thank God for you guys. God bless you. Continue to bless the people. Continue to increase His kingdom. Continue to just receive everything that He has for you. I just speak abundance for you guys. I think that I just speak a multitude of doors opening. I thank God that He's given you longevity. I just speak health and wealth over you and every area of the kingdom of God just be poured into you in every way. In Jesus, Yeshua's name, we praise you and honor you, Father, for what you're doing in Sounds of Blackness. And we thank God for them. Continue to just keep them and protect them, Father, and everything that concerns them, and we love you for them, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And amen, sister.
I just felt led to do that, but that's what we do. We go with the flow. Listen, love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, producer Doug, get at them. Don't let them go. Get them. Gina G, this is amazing, right? This was so good.
Over amazing.
I'm just I can't even talk. It's just so much. I'm going to be talking about this forever. I'm going to be talking about this forever. But this whole this segment right here, because we went over performance endurance gear, fitness apparel, cycling apparel, lifestyle apparel. You got to check them out at performancegear.com. I mean, at Performance Gear on Instagram. And you can go on performanceendurancegear.com. And you can check out the fact that they have a Memorial Day sale up to 30% off, you guys. Go check them out at performanceendurancegear.com and go on at Performance Gear on Instagram and get that sale. 30% off and free shipping. Oh my gosh. I gotta get you a bunch of leggings, Gina G. Listen, this was an amazing show, you guys. I'm head over heels right now. But we ran out of time. So listen, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We love you, don't we, Gina G?
I'm talking about we love you so much.
Go follow us on Instagram, Gina G2Funny and Gina R. Prince. Listen, we love you. We got to go. Until next time, bye-bye.
Hey, bye-bye.